the bombarded city. Now let no man abide in the lunar wood, the place of blood. Let no man abide here, not even in a dream, not in the lunar forest of this undersea. O you who can a living shadow show grieving in the broken street, fear, fear the drowners, fear the dead. But if you swagger like the warring leader, fear far more what curse rides down the starlit air, curse of a little children killed, curse of a little children killed. Then let no living man or dead abide in this lunar wood, no, not even in a dream. For when the houses lean along the night like broken tombs and shout with silent windows, naked and windy as the mouths of masks, they still pour down as conch shells from their curling sleep the sea, the air age's perished roar. But do not look aside at what you hear. Fear where you tread, and be aware of danger growing like a nightshade through the openings of a stone. But mostly fear the forum where, in the midst an arch and pediment, space out in honor of the guilty warlord, a starlit area much like the white geometry of peace. Oh, dread that silent place. For even when the field flowers shall spring out of the leader's lips and open eyes, and even while the quiet root shall ravel his murdering brain, let no one, even on that holiday, forget the never-sleeping curse. And even when the grass grows in his groin, and the golden rod works in his rib, and in his teeth the ragweed grins as furious as ambition's diligence, and when in wind his greedy belly waves knee-deep in weeds, oh, dread the childish voices even then still scratching near him like a leaf. And fear the following feet that are laid down like little blades, nor face the curses of the innocent that mew behind you like a silver hinge. For even in the dream of peace, all men will flee the weedy street, the forum fallen down, the cursed arenas full of blood, hearing the wind creep in the crannied stone. Oh, no man can remain hearing those souls weep in the hollow ruin. For there no life is possible, because the eyes of soldiers, blind, destroyed, lurk like Medusas of despair, lay for the living in the lunar door, ready to stare outside and freeze a little leaping nerves behind the Emperor's sight. And there no life is possible, because a weeping child voice, thin, unbodied as the sky, rings like an echo in the empty window. And thence its sound flies out to feel with fingers sharp as scalpels the little bones inside the politician's ear. Oh, let no man abide in the lunar wood, the place of blood. Let no man abide there, no, not even in a dream.